The Reuben said to his father, "You may kill my two sons if I don't bring Benjamin back to you. I'll be responsible for him, and I promise to bring him back." Today's verse comes from that extraordinary time where Joseph is in Egypt. His brothers come to him asking for food. He sends them back off after putting them in prison with grain and putting money in their bag. Joseph, in that instruction saying, go back with grain, says, bring your youngest brother to me. They open up their bags on the way and they see that the money they've taken with them is being put back into their bags. It was very shocking for them. They go back to their father and say, we must bring Benjamin with us. That's what this man is saying. And they're like, and their father is like, no, not at all. You are robbing me of my children. Joseph is gone. Simeon is gone. And now you want to take Benjamin too? Everything is going against me. Then Reuben said to his father, you may kill my two sons if I don't bring Benjamin back to you. I'll promise I'll be responsible for him and I'll bring him back. Such a big promise. You may kill my two sons. I'm definitely going to bring Benjamin back. There's something that's just telling him above everything, I will accomplish this. I will trust this. It's a huge amount of trust. And you might think, well, that's a big thing to say. You may kill my two sons if I don't do this. But how many times have you heard people say, I swear on my mother's life? Really? If that was actually true, you know, most people do say it when it is the truth, to be honest. But people do say that. I swear on my mother's life. Now, if that was actually going to happen, should we test that? That would be a big thing to say. But here, Reuben is saying, no, this is going to happen. I will bring Benjamin back to his father. And if I don't, you may kill my two sons. Two sons. So if Benjamin doesn't come back, he loses his two sons. He is certain that what he's going to do, and maybe it's God just letting him know, it's okay, you can do this. But our words have power. It's what Reuben was saying here to his father was a reassurance. This is going to happen, and this is to the extent, this is what I'm going to barter you with, that you may kill my two sons if this doesn't happen. But Jacob replied to him, my son will not go down with you. His brother Joseph is dead and is all I have left. If anything should happen to him on your journey, you would send this grieving white-haired man to his grave. So even those words weren't strong enough for his father. He said, no, I cannot bear this anymore to lose another child. And it's not even what would happen in Egypt. It's what happened on the way down. There's so many variables in that. But what we have to understand today for us as Christians is Jesus's words that he tells us are true. There's no bartering with Jesus. There's no, this is what I will give you if you do this. Jesus's words are true, and they're words that we can hold on to as the truth. Everything that he says for our benefit and for our glory, to glorify him, are good, good words. We don't need reassurances in that. And that's something that we need to hold on to today in this extraordinary situation. Reuben is trying to reassure his father with something which is a big thing. But when we come to hear Jesus's words and what he's saying to us, we just take them as they are. And what a glorious thing, because that tells us who Jesus is and what he is for us. And when we doubt that, it's not to him who we look and say, what is this about? It's to us and our unbelief that something he might say through his word in his Bible. Jesus is not like us. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the constant that never changes. His words carry so much truth and weight, nothing like this situation. So as we go through our Christian life, let us know that Jesus's words are more powerful than anything else in the whole wide world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your words are so true. And where there is doubt, let us look into our hearts and understand where that is coming from. Amen.